Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, shit. Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. I guess my partner ain't on here today, so he, the intro, man, he really sucked today, huh? Alright, y'all, bear with me 1 second. Fuck it. Welcome to another edition of Sin City. This your boy, Cash, chilling as usual. Inconspicuous by his absence is my man, Father Time. So, since he ain't here, we just gonna get it on, going on. I'm sitting here chilling. Playing a video game today. I don't pretty much know what we gonna do today. We gonna let the inmates run the asylum. Cause ain't nobody here today. Know what I mean? Sounds good to me. That's what I think we'll do. Don't somebody get the call, and I guess we're gonna be sitting here bullshitting, not doing nothing. That's crazy. Frank, what's up, though? I'm in the lab, y'all. I'm chilling with Frank Thomas and E Famo.
Yo, yo.
You know what I'm saying? We getting it in, just relaxing. I'm going to be real with y'all. I got a hangover. My partner didn't come. This just ain't been one of them good days. But now we were sitting here, we was networking, we was politicking, talking about these people around here. Well, should we call it swagger jacket? Is that what it'll be? Or they just blatantly stealing the motherfucker style?
Yeah, fighters.
Right. I mean, these, well, I'm just going to put it out there. I feel like a motherfucker, we originated this radio shit, and it's the motherfucking thanks we get. But, nevertheless, competition's good for everybody. I ain't tripping. I just think motherfuckers should just holler at the player every now and again. That's all. Just holler at the brother. I mean, this dude, he didn't put nothing on here. I mean, goddamn. Well, I guess that's what we're doing tonight. We sit back, network, politics, see what's going on. See who done did what. What's been going on, Frank? What's going on y'all way? Well, man, I'm gonna need y'all to call in, man. The people can't hear y'all. The people can't hear y'all. Y'all just talking to me. Y'all grab your phone. 646-727-1283. Call in. That way we can get it going on. There's too many people in the studio. Damn. Motherfuckers ain't acting like they ain't. They don't know what the problem is. 646-727-1283.
All right,
here we go now. All right, Frank.
Yo, yo.
All right, man, like I said, we're just networking, politicking, trying to see what's going on.
Shit, I heard this NWA movie going on.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm the first motherfucker to see that shit.
I don't know, man. I heard a couple of people say it ain't going to be nothing exciting to see, you know what I'm saying? They said they'd rather see some Friday-type movies. I don't know that, though.
Man, fuck that. We going to see NWA. Motherfucker don't like it. I'm going by myself.
This stuff.
6-06-727-1283.
I keep these.
Yeah, I want to see this movie going to be like, got F. Gary Gray behind it or whatever.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be the bomb.
Mm-hmm. I already know.
Motherfuckers just hate, man. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just hate.
I hate.
Motherfuckers really don't want to see that real shit.
Exactly.
But it's a supernatural marathon game on, though. Motherfuckers be first one up in there looking.
See that scary shit. We want to see some hip hop shit. Straight up. Z Pamo, Aviation IC. Yeah, 10 City. Get it in. But yeah, let's get in with this movie and shit. But anyway, who would y'all want, you know what I'm saying, to play Eazy-E character? Because that's kind of a hard character to come by.
Nah. You might as well let the Trump play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He looks just white.
Yeah.
So I think he let the son play that character.
Yeah, he should. But his son pretty much a mellow nigga. You know, he can be all types of characters. So it's not characters, but just, you know what I'm saying? Him. So I don't know. It had to be somebody with some, characteristics.
Well, now, they said the big head motherfucker from South the Yard.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
He's supposed to play Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre? Him?
Yeah. Well, I kind of figured he's a short guy.
Yeah.
He's
from
South
the Yard.
You know, the dude, the dancing dude.
His brother. Chris Brown brothers?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I mean, he can act. Don't get me wrong. He's a good actor, but I can't see him doing Dre, though.
He do got that big-ass head like Dre did.
Yeah. He's supposed to play the rest of the people. I know,
Which would call say he was more partial to getting his son to play him. Now, as far as MC Ren go, I don't know.
Shit, I could play MC Ren.
What about DJ Yella? No matter, huh?
Right.
It don't matter.
It really don't.
You niggas scratch the records on the movie, it'd be good.
Well, now, Yella said he didn't want to scratch.
I'm sure. Shit.
He did a lot of behind the scenes things.
Hey. Shit. Hey.
So I just kind of really wonder, like, how they going to do it, though. They went ahead. They had two albums together, right? Before they split.
Yeah, Straight Outta Compton. Well, no, they did one album before they split. They did that EP.
They did. At the NWA and the Posse.
You're right. I forgot about Compton.
Well,
Two was only part of that NWA and the Posse.
Straight Outta Compton.
Like I said, he did do the bitch.
And it was 100 miles and running because.
Yeah, he let 100 miles run. I'm the America's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
That was going to be cool to see that, man. They're going to have everything in there. I'm sure they're going to have to put the classic disc, No Vaseline. They'll have to work that in there, how he got his little... You know, his little inspiration going and shit when they came at him wrong, you know what I'm saying? He had to kill him, get him back in line, you know what I'm saying?
I seen the interview. Ren said, had he had a thing, he would have killed him.
Kill what?
Kill Q?
Yeah, he said he killed Q.
I don't know.
Not on ballpark purposes. Ren and Q were the front men.
Easy was more the hype, man, when Easy just had the money.
Mm-hmm. Kaz, I think we need to go to our musical analyst, E. Famo, for this answer. You know what I'm saying?
What you think, E?
I'm going to tell you what I think. The bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin'. Who gives a fuck about a punk ass villain?
Wow.
You know what I mean? That was the thing that I don't like. I'm going to get back from that.
Wow, you didn't just did
get back from that,
did
you? A few words.
Oh.
Who about the second verse? Do your research, kids.
Oh, wow. Oh. It would have been interesting to see if he could actually how that would have went.
Ren, they should have knew what they was doing. They should have went straight at the team. Other than them Benedict Arnold skits and all of that, and them jabs.
Can you follow me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you. Can you hear me now?
This is not Verizon.
Okay, now look here. I was asking, did you know anything about the NWA era? Ice Cube, Eazy-E, MC Ren. Did you know anything about that era?
Yeah, I know somewhat of it.
Okay, now the question was, damn, you done made me forget the damn question.
I'm sorry.
Well, wait a minute. Hold up. We got Jadeen on that. Jadeen, what's happening?
Hello.
What's going down?
Nothing much.
All right. Well, Father Time ain't here, so we got the inmates running the asylum.
Okay.
So, I mean, we were just sitting here networking and politicking and bullshitting. And we had brought up the NWA movie. A lot of people said it's not going to be worth seeing. Me personally, I said I'm going to see it the day it come out. I got to go by my goddamn self. So now I was trying to ask Sean, but she keep acting like she damn retarded. I can't hear you. You was part of the NWA era, weren't you, Janine?
Yeah.
All right, so now would you go see this movie?
No, I might.
You might? What? You might?
You don't want to rap like that.
Oh, you nah.
What you listen to? You R&B?
Yeah. I know who they are. I'm listening to some of their songs, but I wasn't into it like that.
Okay, so now let me ask a question. Which one would you rather Ice Cube did? The NWA movie or the Last Friday install?
I think he did enough Fridays. He should do the NWA movie.
Oh, okay. So you think he should do the NWA movie?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Well, is it that he's not
going to
do it? Is that what y'all saying?
Well, Mike Epps, in an interview that we seen with Mike Epps, they were asking him, well, what's up with the last installment of Friday? And he was like, well, y'all need to talk to Cube because, you know, instead of him doing the Friday, he's focusing on this NWA movie. And Mike Epps was kind of like pissed off because he's like, I don't know why the fuck he's trying to do that. Don't nobody want to see that damn movie. And I'm thinking like, who wouldn't want to see the NWA movie?
Well, I heard that Chris Tucker was
going to
do the Friday anyway.
Well, he's trying to do it where all of them is in it.
Oh, okay.
He want to do it where everybody's in it.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't know because Debo, he finna go to jail for selling houses that he didn't even own.
Who is?
Yeah, Debo.
What you mean in real life?
Yeah. He was buying houses, selling them, but he wasn't paying for them.
Oh.
So now he in trouble with the law. So now they gonna have to make this movie kind of quick.
Yeah. He might not be breaking out this time.
Right. So I don't know. Me personally, I want to see The Witch Become. I want to see the NWA movie.
I'm sure that movie that I would want to go see.
You say what now?
I said, of course that would be a bad movie that, you know, probably be more men in there that want to see that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to see it whenever it come out. Me personally, I hope it come out next week. hold on,
it might not even be what you expect.
Why everybody keep saying that?
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be for everybody.
Right. You gonna better take your kids to see it.
You know what I mean? But they can understand. It's not about the rappers.
They're gonna be talking about their lives, right?
No, it's just like an act. They're doing like an autobiography, like how Biggie's movie was. They got people playing them. It's not a documentary. It's gonna be an actual movie.
Cause that's what I don't understand. Yeah, they made a lot of music and stuff like that. But like Ice Cube, he didn't even come from like poverty or nothing like that.
Huh? Well, what that got to do with it? Girl, you
think
got to hold on. We got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
What's up,
hey,
man?
How you doing?
Chilling. Listening in.
Okay, man. All right, now, Janine, me and you usually get along on this show.
Uh-huh.
But you about to say something that you know, man, you going to walk around and have to fall out about.
I felt like all the stuff he was talking about in the music didn't even represent who he was.
Well, I mean,
it wasn't real. It was just music.
It was a message for motherfuckers to wake up like us. You know what I mean? Because if you from the hood, you see that shit, you know what I'm saying? You eventually live it. You don't got to be a killer to see a killer.
Why would they know?
You know what I mean?
Why would they know, though, is what I'm saying. So you listen to people that didn't even know. Who lives in the hood?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube is not from no hood.
You had on YouTube some interviews, though.
You got one more time to say it. It's going to be on.
He wasn't from the hood. He lived in the suburbs.
Hey. Look, I ain't going to have you talking about it.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Who's it? What?
Talking like he stayed in Rancho Cucamonga.
I'm just saying, he didn't live in no poverty. He lived in the suburbs. Now, the rest of them probably did, but not Ice Cube.
Man.
I don't know about that.
Okay, well, y'all check it out.
Man.
Hold on. Hey, they don't got nothing to do with the music. You know what I mean? If you like the music.
No. I mean, if you like the music, you like the music. But I choose not to
listen
to somebody.
A lot of motherfuckers ain't from nothing they rap about.
If you don't really know nothing about it, don't try to tell me nothing. If you don't really know nothing about it.
You could think of something somebody else wrote for you, because you don't know nothing.
Oh, you didn't? No, you didn't. I'm getting so tired of this child here. Yeah. I mean, blatantly disrespecting Cube.
That's not disrespecting him. That's telling the truth. He's very smart. That's because he had a good education and he was from the suburbs.
So, in other words,
yeah, you can't be smart. What the fuck you have? You dumb to rap? You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point of rapping. He no verbs and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. He also knew how to get out of that and how to do some more with himself.
What you mean he's doing some more? That nigga on Cool Light commercials. If that ain't smart, what the fuck is?
He knew how to do more.
Right.
What they got to do with the fan from the hood? Because he's smart, so I don't understand that. I don't know, man. She done pissed me off.
Don't be pissed off. I mean,
we're talking about this anyway. Today is Wednesday. So why are we talking about Ice Cube and NWA and rap anyway?
because wasn't nobody else on here, and I had to talk to somebody when nobody else talked to me right about then. About my partner, he left me. We ain't even had no damn intro music this morning. I mean, today. That rap bastard didn't even put the intro music on now. I tell you, this help is so hard to start. All right, well, check this out, y'all. All right, you know how we do it on Wednesdays. Like I said, we just sitting here bullshitting, having a little fun. All right, let's open it up. Let's get it going. Who want to talk about what? Oh, wait, man, we'll see. I
want to talk about Ice Cube.
All right, we'll do it. We do what I do with that, Fabo. I feel your pain, Fabo. We gonna bring this back up next Tuesday. We gonna bring this conversation up back next Tuesday, and we gonna make sure she call. If not, we gonna call her house.
Mhm. Mhm.
Father, what's happening?
Nothing much. Did I miss something?
Cube is about the only one still doing anything from the group. You know, Easy is gone. MC Ren ain't doing nothing. Whoever even remembers the rest of the damn members. Dre is still, you know, doing things behind the scenes.
Dre is gay.
Dre is on Rick Ross' album, 50 Cent new single. Got his own headphones. He's number one on Forbes.
Yeah.
I think he's got some motherfucking internet around that. We on the internet show. Start Googling some shit.
I'm just saying, who better to portray the character than the person who was actually in the group? So if Cube is going to do anything, I mean, actors have dedicated themselves to two different projects at one time. I mean, why not be able to do both?
Why they can't do both? Exactly.
Well, I don't know. Now, that was whatchamacallit.
Y'all think y'all could do two movies at once?
No, not at once.
That's two different locations, two different budgets.
Well, technology done come a long way. You can do a whole lot from different places.
Wait, hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hold on.
Oh, that's Waylo.
Is that Waylo?
Yes,
it is. Waylo. Hey, Waylo.
Oh, good.
I'm trying not to even get into this because I already know me and Janine from the fuck around. Like, fall out. I'm going to have to X off the show for now because she just blatantly disrespecting my boy the way she doing.
What? Janine, no, he didn't just threaten you like that.
Janine.
That would never happen, so I'm not even worried.
That's true.
Yeah.
She made a song about you, girl.
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
He said, hey, yeah,
and it was
talking about you.
They sure did, and it was true.
For real?
But too bad you can't get a taste of it.
Oh,
the Daisy.
Nice. All right, nice. Yeah, kids, play nice. Play nice. All right, check this out. All right. We're gonna drop this Ice Cube thing right now.
Yeah.
Temples are starting to flare behind this one.
It's gonna be all right.
No, it ain't. The temples are starting to flare. All right. So, Wayla, what's going on with you, dog?
Shit, man. Oh, bunch of shit going on. Goddamn, my mom called, told me she was here. She live in Alabama. My uncle passed away, I guess, Sunday. I just found out today.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, I appreciate it. And they want me to be a pallbearer. Well, I ain't never been a pallbearer before.
Well, you just, your main focus is don't drop it.
I know, that's my whole thing. I was like, damn, I don't want to wear no gloves because what if the gloves slippery?
Who was that, Kevin Hart, who said he dropped the...
Yeah. So I thought you had it, but I didn't have it.
No, just don't drop it. Just hold on to dead life, dog. As long as you don't drop them, you good.
Yeah.
And don't walk in the front. Don't walk in the front and don't drop them.
Well, see, I'm sure. I'm not trying to walk in the front.
Right, because if you trip, it's over. Everything going down the front man is the pressure's on the front man.
Well, see, I thought they had a strong man in the front.
On. Huh?
I thought they had a strong man in the front because the head of the body is usually the heaviest.
I mean, I mean, that's who the pressure on. The motherfucker, go for the middle. If you go for the middle, you can't lose because you really, the heaviest part is the front and the back. You middle, you pretty much just walk, just holding it. You just really hold it.
You just hold it. I got to see what the lineup is, man. I don't know what the hell's going on. So all I know is I got a phone call saying be at the funeral Friday. And you a pallbearer. That was it.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
You must not have had a close relationship with your uncle.
No.
Somebody doing that.
All right, anybody got something? But what's been going on with you?
Oh.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Oh, my nose is kind of running. Nothing much. I just, you know, I keep having arguments with old penis, and
wait a minute, huh?
I just don't understand.
You had an argument with an old penis?
Yes. You know how y'all men be like, yeah, this was some old coochie. Y'all used to have some old pussy. That was my old pussy, you know what I'm saying? Well, I had keep having arguments with old penis.
Well, you just need some new dick in your life, that's all.
I mean, it's just, I don't understand how any man who has not had sex with a person in over a year can say that it's still there.
Did you check your shit? Make sure
I didn't get no tattoo. I ain't get no tattoo with your name on the shit. I didn't shave your name in the shit. What the hell? You ain't paid for this shit. So what the hell?
He wrote his name with his tongue on it. That's what it was.
Hey, and I washed it off when I washed my ass when we got through. So what?
All right. Okay.
Yeah, right. Just let that go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what is he tripping about?
He's, like, tripping about the fact that, first of all, we not even, like I said before, this is the same one. We not even in the same city. He tripping. First, he said he was tripping because I slept with my baby daddy. That happened months ago. He was tripping about that. Now he's saying he tripping because I'm even giving it away, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you serious? We ain't having sex. We ain't had sex in I don't know how long. And yet you still talking to me like this belong to you. Like you got a gold seal of approval to say this is yours and it ain't can't nobody else have it. I don't understand that, but you can fuck whoever you want to fuck.
Well, I mean, did you make him feel like that?
Yes. I guess anytime when somebody get a hold of this butter, they gonna feel like this for the rest of my life.
All right.
I got a guy that keeps my picture on his screen saver, be telling everybody I'm his woman.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
these motherfuckers are crazy. Yes, they are.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been hearing this shit going on for a minute now.
Huh?
You
said what now?
I said a lot of these dudes doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that ain't even cuffing if they ain't got no what you call right. I mean, if she ain't fucking with him, you can't even say he cuffing him.
I mean, if I ain't had sex with you, I ain't had no Skype sex, no text sex, we ain't humped, none of that, in over a year.
Well, I ain't Skype never sex. Had sex with this
dude. All right, Jack, go.
I ain't never even had sex with him. He just heard about how good it was.
Well,
I got a couple of those.
Hold on, time out. Y'all call me an arrogant motherfucker because y'all talking about homegirl gonna slit her wrist and shit. Y'all good pussy motherfuckers.
Hey.
Y'all just got to get shit, huh?
Robert Harris say just make you. She just laughs. She just walk down
best
the street laughing. She just tickle her so much.
Best of the best, baby.
Well, see, when we say that, hey, we y'all some arrogant motherfuckers.
You call me arrogant.
Well, Waylo is. Technically, Waylo
is. I mean, because you is arrogant. I mean,
You said the girl's going to slit her. You were scared she's going to kill herself because
if you
ain't
didn't give her no more penis. For real.
Now, if that ain't arrogant,
that ain't arrogant. That was playing the
now,
game.
I would say, okay, so I would say this. If I didn't give him no more coochie, then he going to go find some more, but every time he get in it, his eyes going to be closed and he going to be thinking about mine.
Get the fuck out of here. What? That's not arrogant.
No.
Really? That's beyond arrogant.
No, it's not.
It's the truth.
It's just the truth. It's not arrogant.
I mean, if your shit good, your shit good.
I know. I can't help it. I mean,
I can't help it either.
That's what I was getting.
Right.
I can't help it if it's juicy and wet.
Hey, motherfuckers around here selling them wolf tickets.
Right. What?
Who the fuck?
What the hell?
I know. Who is it?
Hold on.
Well, them
that's somebody you might have said no to, Janine. I don't know.
Oh, no, he's getting really angry or something. I don't know what's going on.
I ain't even my boy just like this.
Okay.
All right, everybody, like I said, we're going to play nice tonight. Everybody play nice.
I am playing nice. Man, my father, you wish he was just playing with my pussy.
I know, right?
I'd rather be watching motherfucking Tuesday.
You'd rather be watching the juices flow down your jaws.
Yeah,
exactly. You'd be like, no. Yeah.
Put all of it in your mouth. All of it.
Hey, man.
Fuck it.
Only in Sin City. Only in Sin City does this happen.
Hey.
Oh, man. Okay, well, like I say, we... But okay.
I can't say shit.
Look, man. I got a headache. I ain't gonna even lie to y'all. I got a headache. It ain't going away. I'm trying to. Hey, my partner. He abandoned me tonight on the show.
Y'all, what y'all got in an argument over Ice Cube?
I ain't calling the show.
he had a prior engagement, so he couldn't make the show today. So, you know, like I said,
I'm just gonna let the inmates run the asylum tonight.
That's what's up.
But now I'm trying to figure, like, all right, though, for real, though. I'm just, I just want to have some fun tonight. I ain't tripping. I ain't mad at nobody. I ain't trying to get mad at nobody. I don't want nobody to get mad at nobody.
So he's warning you, Janine. No more
comments. I ain't doing nothing. I want to have fun, too. I wish I had some dick in my mouth right now. That'd be real.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
And shit, there I can call up for.
Yeah.
That damn way low. Boy, his arrogant ass.
Hey, I'm just trying to help the sister out.
I know, Waylo. Damn, Waylo is something else, I tell you. Arrogance personified.
It is what it is.
I ain't mad at all.
Go ahead and text that number out. You get some wee-wee in your mouth, though.
I don't want no wee-wee.
Tweezers to pick it up. Shit.
Some of this wee-wee in your mouth.
Thank you.
Say, hey, son, stay on the
line. Get the fuck out of here, boy. You got no 12 heads. Stop lying to yourself. Right there.
Shit.
You say, oh, wee-wee. Oh, my hair. That is a long time.
Okay. My little nephew. Tommy, my wee-wee hurt. I got a pee-pee. I do not want to mess around with nobody's wee-wee. No, no.
Check this out, though. You get some wee-wee in your mouth.
I'm not going to prison for that shit. Fuck that.
Oh, my goodness. It is not that serious.
Not at all. I got batteries, and I could find some dick. That's what I could find. I ain't even got to look for it. But a rug.
What the fuck you doing on the phone, then?
Hey, nah. You on the phone? You on the phone? Now you can't be telling her. You can't tell her to go leave.
Oh, no, don't leave the phone.
Let me explain something to
come
you.
To you.
Let me explain something to you. Because in actuality, if I wanted to, I could be getting some dick right now and still be on the phone.
I've done it before.
So
you should.
Is you should?
Well, I give up tonight. I'm trying to listen to this show and be like, you just didn't have no control over the show last night. You just didn't have no control.
I wanted to.
And I ain't going to even lie to him. You're right, I didn't. I didn't have no control over the show last night. I'm tired. My head, like I said, I got a headache. I'm tired.
Is it a headache or a...
No, I actually have a headache. I have a splitting headache, you know, like a migraine.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask, a migraine.
You
need to be sitting in the dark somewhere.
I really do, man. And this computer screen is killing me. So I tell you what, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit back. What the fuck?
What the hell was that?
I had a migraine.
I am in the house. Okay, I was just sitting out on my patio smoking a cigarette, and a motherfucking coyote just came back from out from behind my whatever.
Well, shit, you're probably scared as a fox screaming like
that. Wait a minute. Hold on. A coyote came and you, woo, woo.
Yeah.
He was trying to ease your ass back in that motherfucking house.
No, he was coming too fast. He was coming too fast for me.
I let you tell all the dudes that, huh?
Honey. If don't tell me you getting ready. Oh, you about to make. Oh, I stop right there.
Okay, I'm making their heads boxed.
I stop right there. Get yourself together.
Focus.
Yes. Focus. If he can do that, then hey, but that's something I don't want you to prove to me.
Hold on, we got another caller. What's happening?
What's up, man?
Oh, now it's him.
Hey, Father Time.
Don't worry
about
it.
What's
up,
y'all?
What up, bro?
I just got scared by a coyote.
What?
A coyote just ran up on me.
A coyote?
Yes, whatever them things is called, them wolves, whatever. Coyote.
Coyote.
Huh?
It was
a coyote. What was it, a wolf?
A coyote.
Whatever. The motherfucker was scary.
Where were you at? I mean, where were you
walking
at?
I was outside. My apartment, ain't nothing behind my apartment but woods. You can see deer coming from behind there and everything in the wintertime. And, oh, my goodness, I was just sitting out there smoking a cigarette. And the motherfucker just came from back. Oh, my goodness.
So I bet you lit that window up and that screen up next time I smoke out the window.
Exactly. I'm in my bathroom now, finna light it back up. I just can't believe it.
Ooh-wee, that's scary as hell.
Yeah, that was scary. I was, like, actually horny before that.
Take your broom out there with you next time.
Shit.
So how everything go, bro?
It was... Damn, man! Fuck, you stopping in the middle of... My bad. I'm driving and motherfucker stopping in the middle of the street. It wasn't good.
Wow.
Let's just put it that way.
Oh, wow.
What are we talking about tonight? What I missed?
I don't know, man.
We talking about this... This guy was in city with a little wee-wee.
Say that again?
This guy over here who has a wee-wee.
Look, man.
You was going to have a conversation.
I'm going to put it to you like this, man. I got a migraine headache. I'm tired. I had no control of the show tonight. I had none.
Really?
I ain't gonna even lie to you. Janine got on here and talked shit to everybody. I was just gonna turn the show over to them two. I've been just Janine and Butter just running the show tonight.
Yeah, he threatened to kick me off the show. Okay, you can
believe
it?
Right?
How you are kicking me off the show? Oh my goodness.
What did you do anyway?
Nothing to be kicked off the show.
So innocent. I know. I am so innocent.
All right, look at man. She got something on ice cube. You know, I don't play that.
She did what?
I'm talking about ice cube, man.
I was not talking about ice cube. I was just stating the truth.
What'd you say about cube?
We're not going to talk about that no more, man.
You going to cause his migraine to oil.
It could be a tumor.
You going to cause it to explode.
I got a tumor.
Yeah, he said it may be a tumor.
Wait, long. I heard him go ahead.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
this pretty motherfucker. I don't know what to do right about now. I'm gonna kick back now. You on the show, so I'm gonna kick back now. I'm gonna kick back. I'm gonna relax.
I know what I'm saying. What? Okay, we talking about wolves. What was we talking about before wolves?
I told you, we were talking about the guy on the show with the wee wee.
Somebody on the show
with a wee wee, and he's talking about putting his wee wee in. I guess my mouth, Janine's mouth, I don't know, but.
But he called his dick a wee wee. Who does that?
I have no idea.
You got to be 5 years old to call your dick.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody called the show and said that?
Yes, and then I made reference to, like, okay, basically, I'm not a child molester. I'm not trying to go to my nephew says wee wee. He's still talking about you putting wee wee in your mouth.
Yeah. Hey, didn't nobody make no reference to wee wee. Niggas say you get this wee wee in your mouth. And that could be anything. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
Say you want some in your mouth, you get this wee wee in your mouth. And that's how I put it.
Wee wee is a penis of a small child. That's what I put. You feel me? Wee wee means a small child's penis.
Whatever you weenie, dick, penis, whatever. It's all I'm saying, it can come in your mouth.
Y'all got five more upset. Okay,
let me explain to you.
Nobody explain. You can't explain that to me, woman. You know what I mean?
I know.
Whatever.
I'm pretty
whatever.
Sure that
in your mouth.
I'm pretty sure that I couldn't, and nobody else can either.
In your mouth.
Because you believe a wee-wee is a grown man penis, so
whatever.
I can't explain nothing to you.
Whatever. That's like calling a vagina a little girl.
All right, let's calm down now. Let's calm down.
He needs to take a woosah break.
Yeah, it's a wee wee to take a woosah.
Yeah. I don't have no control tonight. I have no control.
we just gonna ban that word from the show from now on.
Okay, thank you.
How about that? Can't nobody ever use that word again on the show.
Thank you.
Oh, please don't.
We do not want to be representing child molestation.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Doc, I have no control, man. I'm just here now. Motherfucker don't listen to me. I'm steady telling motherfucker stop. Motherfucker ain't listening to me. Things steady talking about Ice Cube. I just ain't got no control tonight, man.
You talking about Ice Cube the rapper or Ice Cube is out the freezer?
Get Ice Cube out the... That's it. I quit tonight, dog.
I just
want to
know, shit.
You on here, man?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
All right, I quit. I'm for the night. Adele Waylo.
He said ice cubes in the freezer.
Adele Waylo. What's wrong with
Waylo,
man?
Waylo's good. Waylo. I was asking the question.
He wasn't known when he was.
Adele Waylo, God damn.
He wasn't known. You can't
blame him. Whatever. It sounds like you real sensitive about the word frozen ice block. Ain't gonna say this word no more.
Hey, look, I keep trying to get off the ice cube thing. Why am I keep going back to it?
Well, it was nice, huh?
Yeah, I have no control, man. Like I said, my head hurt. I'm trying to be. The screen is killing my poor eyes, man. I got a migraine.
I'm
if Waylo don't stop, I'm gonna send that crazy bitch to his house.
What crazy bitch?
The one that's gonna
slit her wrist.
The window, slit her wrist.
You better get the fuck out of here.
I told you she gonna
burn this motherfucker down with her in it.
No, she gonna burn it down with you in it. And then go put Who's Your Boy Entertainment on top of it.
I'm gonna come tap dancing on your front lawn, singing Ice Cube.
That's it. That one more motherfucking Ice Cube joke, and the show is cut off. The show is off. And LaFonda, what's happening, girl?
Nothing much.
What's up, LaFonda?
Nothing much. Just working my ass off.
What, LaFonda?
Literally working my ass off.
LaFonda, I think there's some people on this show that's kind of pissed at you.
For what? What I do?
I think it's what you, yeah, that's the problem. You didn't do anything.
Do anything. They is in the building. So, with that being said, I'm trying to keep my license.
What? Huh?
I've been working 12-hour shifts. I haven't been able to do nothing.
Girl, you supposed to get that boy some head 3-4 months ago. What you talking about?
First of all, he ain't never at home. Most of the time, he out of town. And I don't even think we friends on Facebook no more.
Oh, wow.
I think we is friends on Facebook.
Damn, you cut off like that right now? No, we friends on Facebook. Please, no,
I'm so
good. Tomorrow is my, like, only day off. And he don't be off when I'm off. Like, we are two totally different, like, things.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'm used to it. Rashawn hit me up on sent me a message talking about Hey Boo earlier.
Oh yeah, Sean do still owe you, dog. She on the phone too. She's on the phone. Yeah.
Oh wow.
She on the phone. You know what I gotta say, Waylo? You have been promising shit on this show, and they have played you.
But I have to my promises, so don't do that.
Well, I mean, you ain't get that man is supposed to be getting some hair from you like 3 months ago, didn't
he? You wasn't supposed to get no hair.
You
supposed to get
some ass. Get it right. Oh, you supposed to get some ass. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. We got Shine here to defend herself, man.
You knew she was going to push one.
I'm happy to see you. Like, you're the first person who I hit up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was something special.
Mm-hmm. Who else you say that to?
You're the first person I hit up on there since they switched up. I thought about you first. I saw your picture with your little cute hat on, and I decided to say something.
Well, I appreciate it, delinquent motherfucker, you.
Oh.
Taking the shit back. I want to delete it off.
Oh,
my. Go ahead. I'll take care of it for you.
Oh.
Whatever.
I told you, dog, I had no control. I had no control of the night, man.
Over there. He started it. He talking shit. I was being nice to him, just speaking to him. And I had something for him.
And she has something for you. Don't fuck that up, Waylo. What's up? What's wrong?
Ain't nothing wrong.
You being a little bit sensitive tonight.
She hit me up saying, hey, boo, or whatever.
You sound like you've been doing something. You
don't
even have no business there.
Well, hold on now. In Waylo's defense, we got to go all the way back to the Super Bowl. You did lose the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, hold on. You can't put that one on me. LaFonda, you did tell that man you was coming over that Sunday and you didn't show up, so.
But that's not what happened.
My phone didn't ring.
Okay, Waylo. We gonna see tomorrow.
Oh, she coming over tomorrow.
Well, I'm not good.
Oh, she didn't hug up. She didn't hug up. She didn't hit that bar.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wait, look. She hug up. She didn't hit tomorrow's not good. She'll be there tomorrow.
I'll hit up on Facebook or something. Tomorrow.
No, y'all ain't even friends on Facebook no more. Right?
Ain't it?
We is friends on Facebook.
It's a wrap. She all the way.
Yeah.
He like you dirty motherfuckers. He right motherfuckers.
I'm fine. I'm over it.
You
seems like all the drummers around your way though.
Nah.
Listen, don't be over it, because it's going to be when you least expect. So don't even be over it, I promise. I'm going to make it work your way out. You have been waiting a long time. I give you that. So it's going to be worth the wait, okay?
Okay, we got LaFonda back. We got LaFonda back.
It's not my fault.
I'm boost.
Well, you said you'd
like
be over there tomorrow, right?
I'm always tomorrow. How much you want to bet I'm going to be at his house? I want to have no excuses, no nothing.
Tomorrow,
but
I got to work. I had a death in the family, so
like,
I got people in
turn out,
so tomorrow ain't good.
I don't know. Y'all sound like you're making excuses to me.
Don't.
I got a few
more
shit to do.
Sound like you're making excuses to me, y'all. I say just going on over there. I just say going on over. Hey, you know what, dog? She hung up again. But she still didn't hear you say that.
Why is y'all setting that girl up for failure?
I mean, I ain't did nothing, man. I'm just, you know, I thought about what you said, man, and you was right. So I'm just trying to help you out.
Well, I appreciate it, homeboy.
That's what friends are for. Like a friend like me, you don't need no motherfucking enemies, huh?
Oh, you're not my friend no more.
Huh?
Not my friend no more, Wayla.
I'm everybody's friend. I said I'm everybody for our business, including yours, so I'm still your friend, so
I want you to be my special friend.
Your special friend.
Yeah.
All right, well, before y'all answer that question, I just got one. I got one question to y'all. Oh, LaFonda back. LaFonda back.
Like, you go limp in the middle of it, though. Like, in the middle of Texas, you just go limp.
Why you keep hanging up, LaFonda?
That's because my phone keeps on dropping the call. Y'all know I got Boost Mobile.
See, and I didn't even have to say it that time.
Boost Mobile.
Y'all know I got Boost Mobile. It is not my fault.
But you did say the last thing we heard you say is that you're gonna be over his house and you ain't gonna take no excuses, right?
I ain't gonna take no excuses. I will be over there tomorrow about 10 o'clock.
That AM or PM?
That's PM, really? I'll do shit during the daytime. I sleep.
All right, Waylo. 10 PM, bro.
10 PM.
10 PM.
You can't handle that, Waylo?
No, that's not good. That's
I'll be talking to you like I'm some kind of partner.
I'm just asking.
Just you.
Oh, shit. Well, all the incident city does this happen.
Hold on, y'all. Let me put this phone up. All right, I got my phone plugged up now.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay.
You waiting on your response, dog.
Well, like I said, I got people here from out of town, so that's going to be a iffy thing. So maybe it will, maybe it won't.
I was going to call again. It's going to be a problem.
Well, what, how about if my mama's here and it's going to be a problem, how about you explain all that?
That'd be fucked up if she actually came to your house like, excuse me, Mrs. Waylow.
No, this is what I want to do anyway.
Look, I need to take your son upstairs for a couple of hours.
Right. This ain't going to take too long. But I really need to, because he been talking shit on this show called Sense. See, she gone again, dog. She did not hear you.
What it is she ain't trying to hear him. She said 10 o'clock and that's it.
Right, he ain't getting up. Right, folks. Every time he get ready to say it's a problem, she hang up.
I think she's doing that shit on purpose.
But seriously, she's not listening to you, dog. She's not trying to hear you.
Well, I don't know what to tell her.
Well, you gonna be able to tell her. You gonna be able to tell her when she gets there.
I'm smelling a little fear. Is that fear I'm smelling?
Here you go with
okay.
That bullshit.
Okay, she back. LaFonda.
Hello?
LaFonda. That's young up again. Hey, man. Oh, nope, she back again. LaFonda, baby, get the phone, please.
Look, I'm on the expressway now, so my phone should be good. My phone goofy now.
Okay. Now, Waylo say that, Waylo, I can't. You got something you want to tell me, Waylo?
What the hell? What's the problem?
We're waiting, Waylo.
That was
crazy.
You still ain't answered the question, man.
Oh, shit. All right, let me focus. Hold on. All right.
I'm too late. You hung up again.
No, I'm not hung up.
What the hell is that beeping noise?
Yeah, can I tell you, I'm on that expressway. My phone is Gucci as hell. Like, seriously. I got all five of my bars.
All right, well, let me get you before you hang up. Now, I got people in from out of town for a funeral. So
oh,
tomorrow
wow.
might not be a good day.
We out there,
man. I don't know what to tell you, because I ain't off again until, like, sometime next week.
What'd she say?
She said she almost
I said I ain't off again until sometime next week.
So you go a week without having sex. Are you still on here? Yes, she's still here. Hello? So you go a week without having sex? Like I said, my off days are real pickle right now. I was like, I don't have that many off days.
Please,
I'd be like a drug addict over here.
Okay, so you at least have to have your batteries, you know what I'm saying, handy, and your toys, and your, you know what I'm saying. You got to at least be able to say you busting a nut every night. You might not be getting a dick, but you at least.
No. I need the dick. I'd be like that. What's that dude that Dave Chappelle played, the crackhead?
Spooky. No, that wasn't Pookie. That was Chris Rock.
Oh, no.
Oh, Tyrone Biggum.
Yeah. That's how I get what I needed. Hey. Did somebody say it was a
no dick that's just gonna make me like, damn. Like, I have had this, so it don't really, that's the fact.
Well,
it is what it is.
Well, I feel sorry for you.
Me too. I'm like, damn, that's fucked up.
Well, why don't you feel
like
so sorry for all of a sudden the time out tomorrow?
I'm saying you need to be like...
Like, what's the word that'll make you, like, want to grab a damn sheets and call Jesus' name and shit? So, I mean...
No, make you call God. Oh, God! Yes.
Okay.
Nope. Haven't had that.
Wow.
Again. Oh, yes. So sorry for you.
Right now. And he's
Paul,
no playing with that girl like that.
Paul, baby.
No, seriously. I don't, I mean, because people be like, I'm going to have you call my name. You're going to blow it on my phone after I finish. Really? Okay. I ain't going to do it 2 weeks. Really? You didn't put it on me that damn well.
And yeah, he did. He did. All right,
so let's say hypothetically, you came over, and I put it down and shit. Do I got to worry about you being a stalker?
Oh,
no, I've never talked to dude a day in my life. You probably calling me before I call you.
I mean, will you be able to admit it to all of us if that's the case,
yes.
Guelo?
Yes.
If that's the case, will you be able to admit that you was, like, ready to call her, like, before she left out the door?
If her shit was that fine, I'd tell her it was that fine.
Would you tell
her?
I
ain't no... Yeah, I'll tell you.
I know he got a big dick. That's not the problem. Do he got to work his big dick? That's the difference.
That's true. That's true.
I know he got a big dick because I saw the imprint like that night I was over there.
Wow.
Dang.
Oh. I'm just saying.
Nice to know. Nice to know.
All right. Waylo. Waylo, this is Sean. about that imprint. You say you'll be home when? When are you free? just curious to know.
Everybody.
On Sunday. Oh, okay. I'm gonna give you my number in a minute.
All right, now, hold up. Y'all do know y'all
keep... I feel like a damn cheap whore all of a sudden.
Y'all know y'all keep the conversation going at sandcityradio.ning.com. I just want... Y'all be having some hell of a conversations on this show, and I'm pretty sure y'all can have these conversations on... Fuck Facebook. I don't say we get it in now.
I'm going to have to inbox Layla. I'm going to have to inbox you. A phone number.
Is the phone still on here?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness.
Why you ain't made your page yet?
You know what?
After why you ain't made your page yet? We had a
I
new site.
I didn't make the page. I have been on there. I just haven't uploaded no pictures yet because I ain't had time. You know, I had to do Melo's birthday parties. Like, seriously. That little gutter man's birthday party was off the motherfucking record. If you went behind the scenes, I've never seen so many strippers in my life. Like, so many naked strippers in my life. Like, all women on top of that.
Oh, you lucky, bitch.
Yeah, I had fun. That's all that I can say.
Okay.
I played around the goddamn like that, though.
Too bad, huh?
All right, so we're going to see you on the site real soon, right, LaFonda?
Yeah, I'm going to go create my page when I pull up to my job.
Actually, you can do it on your phone.
I know. I got to go create it. You know the way I can't go on my job because you didn't do it. They're going to be like, what the fuck, Sam Diddy? I'm just saying,
people saying they can't do stuff with their phone. Now you can. I'm just saying. That's all.
I know. I just didn't have enough time to upload anything. Like, I keep on telling you I'm working straight 12 hours, nothing else, straight 12. And then I'm going to the gym, December,
I'm auditioning here at the factory for one night only, just to let you know, because this way is coming off by December. It's a one night only thing.
Well, say that again. You going, what's the one night only thing?
I said December. All my weight will be off. I'm like 180, flat ass stomach. All my weight going to my ass and my hips now. So, one night only, I'm auditioning here at the factory. I'm just saying. It's a one night only deal.
I still didn't understand what you were saying, but okay.
I didn't get the last part.
I said it's a one-night-only deal at the factory. I'm starting to lose weight. I'm, like, down to, like, 180. So, one-night-only. I'm just at the factory. Hell, do you know how long I've been waiting to lose this weight? Like, seriously. My shirt is, like, 7 years old. Just one-night-only. Then I just said one-night-only. Like, you gotta cross off your bucket list. I have a bucket list that I'm crossing everything off of.
You supposed to do that when you're ready to die.
No, you're supposed to do that as you get older. I have a bucket list. So with that being said, wait on your ass coming off that bucket list too as soon as possible.
I guess you heard that.
I can't keep taking these threats, goddammit.
This ain't no threat, it's a promise.
Promise.
Oh, ain't no threat. It's a promise.
We'll see.
Like I said, it's not a threat.
I believe
that
ass. I believe her, too.
Well, she going to go up under your bed and get your box.
Bullshit.
Come on, motherfucker.
Hey,
come on.
My box is like my wallet, goddamn. You don't touch my goddamn wallet. Leave my box alone.
I'll bring my own box of tricks while you're playing. As long as you got
you don't need to bring shit.
Wow.
I just need some fire and ice condoms, I'm just saying.
Hell no.
I mean, to be honest, man, we heard all this before.
No, seriously, I need to fire and ice condoms. Like, they are the best.
Why you say hell no? Because you can't fit them.
No, the damn fire and ice, that fucking hot shit get on the tip of your dick and that shit burn. Fuck that fire and ice bullshit. And that shit don't go on all the damn way.
Oh, yeah, that's why it's so big, too big. My bad. I'm going to have to go get some Magnums. XL.
I already got them.
Y'all just pissed butt off. Y'all like y'all motherfuckers playing butter like y'all playing.
I mean, when it happened, I just want to know.
Like you said, he gave me Thursday. I don't know when my next day off because my schedule don't come out until tomorrow. So hopefully I'm off Sunday because they pissing me the fuck off with this little stupid ass 4 days on, one day off. That's it. I work nights. I can't do no 5 days in a row.
Oh, my Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
She ain't getting no penis. No, Lord Jesus. Oh, baby.
Okay, and only in Sin City.
Only in Sin City.
That is my fault that I cannot find quality penis. Like, one of my friends, I actually like, did it to one of my friends. Like, my friend Carlson, just to carry it. He had a big dick. He didn't know how to wipe that shit, though. I was pissed off. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, yo, you didn't even hit the sides, let alone the fucking bottom. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, wow.
I'm like, your dick is like huge as hell. What the fuck going on? I don't
but
want
you know
to.
What?
You
know what?
You
know what? When they have the real big penis, see, the girl, instead of her being real with it, she just be like, oh. And you think he drew us something just because his penis big.
I think I might have hurt his feelings, because he ain't called me. Like, he sent me a sad face the other day. I was like, what the fuck wrong with you?
shit. You broke down his. He broke his ego down all the way down.
I didn't mean to break it down. I'm just saying, I did not feel shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, dude, your dick is like a good 9 inches. What the fuck going on? And then it's thick as hell and it got the curve.
And you didn't feel nothing.
I'm about to say, I hope y'all weren't waiting on nothing to comment on that.
You didn't feel nothing.
Yeah. He did not hear that one walk. It's like he went in. I'm like, okay. He was like, first of all, you too tight. What the fuck? He was like, this shit is hurting. Like, that's not my fault. I haven't had sex in a minute. You need to get back together. Most dudes don't complain about the tightness.
Okay, so I'm not understanding how it was so tight, but yet you didn't feel nothing.
I didn't feel nothing because he wasn't trying to hit nothing. He was just, okay, I'm finna lay here. And I'm like, you finna lay here, huh? Let's put it to work. He's like, I don't like to be on top.
So you lazy.
Oh, it felt like a tampon was going inside you.
Yeah. He don't like to hit it from the back. He said his favorite position is missionary. I'm looking at him like, really? His favorite position is missionary, unless you just got a trick up your back, up your sleeve that don't nobody know about.
I mean, that's my favorite position, but I got several favorite positions.
Look, missionary is not my favorite position. Doggy style, Dixie man, jackhammer. Shit, I got like an app on my phone with all different types of sex positions, like 169 sex positions. So you had to do them at all.
No. That's what's up.
Help on that.
I hope you're ready, Waylo.
You ain't lying. Hey, Waylo, you know if it happened, you know she's going to come back and tell us. Heard about it. You know, she don't mind putting nobody's business out there.
Hey, if I have some whack dick, I'll be worried about it. I ain't worried about it.
All that time. That's what you're going to be saying when she gets through with you. The bitch has been lying to me all this time.
Damn.
Bullshit. I'll put you to the test, too, if you're talking shit.
Damn.
You will be putting me to the test. I'll be putting you to sleep. What you read? What you read?
Make sure you want to spell it correctly.
It's a capital L.
Wow, wow.
What the
hell?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I told y'all I have no control over this show tonight. I'm not even trying to. I'm not even trying to. My head hurts.
Yeah, my head hurts too.
Which one?
I don't hear you.
I got a.
Which one?
Both of them.
Oh, does it? I got a remedy for that type of headache.
Me too.
Well, I'd be glad when somebody helped me out. Shit, goddamn.
Well, you can't seem to go nowhere, so you stuck it out.
Ooh. What?
A little bit.
Oops. Wait a minute now. Hold on.
Oops. Man, your eyes hurt. You can't see. So you stuck in the house. You got to stay there.
Oh, okay.
He says, hey, let me tell you, hold on, man. Come here.
Hey, buddy, you know I was looking for it.
I already know.
But since that wasn't the case,
I apologize for my outburst.
Oh, boy. Look here, y'all. I don't know what. I guess my partner's still on the phone.
Yes, I am.
All right,
yes,
well.
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Dad, I had to leave Gary to get this service. Like, I'm all the way in Marshall right now.
Okay. All right, look, y'all. I'm tired. I know I'm be let the shit go. But you know what? I'm tired. Like, my head hurt. My eyes like, I look the same. Look here, we gonna do like we always do. Everybody, hey, we gonna start with LaFonda. LaFonda, you ain't last words when we get the hell off the show.
Well, you gotta pass the time. I'm giving you all the way to next week.
That's what's up. Okay, Sean, you got any last words?
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody to not go see that whack-ass NWA movie. That's it.
They got a movie up?
Hey, no, you got any last words, man?
No, I ain't got 50% tonight, bro. Both my hands.
Oh,
buddy, you got any last words?
That's all I can say. All right, let's talk to y'all next time.
Janine, now I'm going to ask you this question. You might want to think real hard before you say something.
What?
Last word.
Yes. Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. I'll talk to
you
all next week.
Okay. Hey, dog.
Yo.
What you got, man?
SinCityRadio.Ning.com, man.
Right,
I'm about to go archive the show, man, and see what the hell is going on. I'm kind of lost.
I told you. I ain't had no control, man. Like I said, SinCityRadio.Ning.com. Y'all finish the conversation on there. Hey, we got the chat rooms, everything. Hey, get on there, post some pictures. I see, hey, we building up. And I'd like to thank y'all for putting up with me today because, hey, this has been a long, stressful week. I appreciate y'all. Y'all made me laugh. Y'all made me feel good. So, hey, that's why I love y'all. And anybody that got something bad to say about that NWA movie?
Fuck all y'all.
And we out.